producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We are in overdrive. We are still live on the air. If you are listening to this via YouTube or through PrisonPlanet.tv, the live stream, or Infowars.com/show, and you want to hear it on radio in your area, and they don't carry the fourth hour, call your local radio station and ask them to carry the fourth hour. If you want to see it on TV, send your local TV program manager or TV station owner to Infowars.com/moneybomb. We actually have a packet you can download there and has all the information of how to get our signal. We are launching this through satellite thanks to your help with the money bomb we had. I was going to say last month, but tomorrow it'll be last month. But there's the PDF right there. Got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. A lot of people send me emails about how do I work for InfoWars, or how do I get an article on InfoWars, or how do I get a video on InfoWars. And I'm going to show you some ways that you can do that for people asking that question. I get a lot of that, and I can't answer everybody's question, but I will give you some tips that I've learned throughout, and things that I see that people do that I like. I'm also going to cover Trump's tax plan and why I don't like it. And I'll get into why I don't like it. And it's not because he's lowering taxes, I'll tell you that. Also, we're going to play a trailer from a longer interview we played last night on the InfoWars Nightly News. And the headline to that is Survivors Expose How Sexual Predators Groom Their Victims. And this is two ladies who work for the SNAP Network. And they talked about how they were abused as kids and how it happens and how it's boys and girls that get abused in the church system. So that's something we're going to cover. But first, I want to get to this article right here. InfoWars announces Second Amendment flash rally at UT Austin. This just went up. Alex just called about it if you were watching last hour. Join the counter protest in support of the Second Amendment Thursday, October 1st at noon. That is tomorrow. West Mall at University of Texas in Austin. The Moms Demand Action is planning their gun-free UT anti-freedom rally at that very location at the same time. So we need to counter their establishment propaganda with our own pro-freedom, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-Second Amendment. I added the pro-Second Amendment part, and that our individual liberties are worth fighting for. So get out there tomorrow. Joe Biggs is going to be out there. We're going to have at least two of our camera guys running live Skype. We'll be interviewing people. Hopefully, we see a lot of people there. At this point, I am not positive if you can open carry at UT. We're looking into that. Joe Biggs is going to be on with Jakari Jackson tonight on the Nightly News to talk about that rally, and they will most likely will have those answers. I've been in here, actually, we call it traffic copping. If Paul's signal was to go down, I was to jump right in. So I've been kind of standing by, reading stories, getting ready for this fourth hour of overdrive. I'm going to play a few videos, too, including one that was submitted, not even submitted to play on our show. Somebody sent it to me via Twitter, and I said, we need to put that up on InfoWars, because especially with flu season coming. So we're going to get into that in the next segment. I'm also going to talk about this. It's an article that came out on the Daily Mail a couple days ago, talking about how the FBI is going to start making public information about police shootings of civilians. And while that, on its surface, seems like a really good idea, the guy behind it, I don't like and I don't trust him at all, and that's Eric Holder. Why is he behind it? Well, I'm going to get into that, why he's behind all that and why it's not. I mean, well, it's a good thing we see those statistics, but the reason they're posting them is not for open, transparent government. It's for more government control, and to federalize the police. So we're going to get into all that. Let's see. Here's an article that we posted. Somebody sent me an email. I watched some of the videos and said, let's post this. So I'll get into that right now while we have this last few minutes here, or this last minute. Scientists discover health breakthroughs from Russian space program. All right, and we're going to get more into that about the Russian space program and what it could tell us about our health, because Russians were sending astronauts into space, and they were coming back very healthy. Our astronauts are coming back on stretchers, and there is a reason why. It's because they were really concerned about the health of their astronauts. So we'll get into all that and more. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Deuce. Stay tuned.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
In the fourth hour, thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We have a different host almost every day here on the fourth hour, give you a mix and mash of what's going on here at InfoWars. But before we go any further, I'm going to tell you how to get your stuff on InfoWars, because a lot of people send me a lot of emails. They want to know, they want critiques, they want reviews, they want to see their stuff on InfoWars, and we love to put your stuff on InfoWars. But before we get there, I want to tell you about two products that I've actually been taking the last couple days. The first one is Knockout. I take that because I like to stay awake till 2:30, sometimes 3 a.m. in the morning, and I don't wake up a really nice guy. Knockout, guys, not Brain Force. We'll go to that one in 1 second. Because in order to get to sleep, I take the Knockout around midnight. I think I'm going to start taking it around 11 because it works, and it works so well. I feel so good in the morning, I don't even want to get out of bed. I want to take an extra half hour of sleep, but it lets me sleep the entire night. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. Noises don't wake me up. My wife getting up out of bed,
to go to the bathroom, doesn't wake me up because she's a pregnant female, which I guess I'm sexist for saying that, a pregnant woman. But in the morning, even before I take coffee, I take Brain Force. And Brain Force, I didn't believe it. Anthony had been taking it, and he said, you got to take it. You got to take it. I said, all right, fine. Yesterday, I took it for the first time. Unbelievable, the results that I had. I mean, immediately my brain went from kind of foggy, groggy to boom, I'm awake, I'm up, I'm looking around, I'm feeling good. Took it again this morning, same exact results, but not a jittery type of amped feeling you get like if you have too much coffee or too much yerba mate or something. Brain Force, let me tell you what, that's a 1-2 punch to regulate your time schedule, because time is something we don't have a lot of. It is a finite resource, so we have to make the most of our time. And that is one way to do that, to keep your brain in focus when you need it to and to help get the sleep to rest and recover that is equally as important. So I encourage you to try Brain Force and Knockout today at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can check it out. You can read all the reviews. I encourage you to do that. Now, the International Academy for Regulatory Medicine and Consciousness Research contacted me via email and said, hey, are you interested in playing some videos that have some revolutionary health information? I said, well, I'm very interested in revolutionary health information. Send them over. Well, they sent them over, and they were all in German, but they had subtitles. Thank goodness. So usually I like to listen to videos while I'm doing other things because I have limited time. But these actually sat down. There's three videos that they sent me. I watched. I've gone through part one and part of part two. And if you guys can bring up that article, it is titled, let's see here, Scientists Discover Health Breakthroughs from the Russian Space Program. And let me tell you, the Russians, when they would send people up in space, the astronauts would come down, or cosmonauts would come down, they would be able to do handstands. And our astronauts were in stretchers. They had to carry them out of the capsules. And there is a difference because the Russians were looking at the physiology and doing things different for their astronauts, providing them vitamins, enzymes, and stuff to keep their bodies going. They were putting magnetic fields in their capsules, I think, before the U.S. was, to regulate that pressure on the inside. So the two individuals there, one of them is Dr. Ettinger. They talk about all the different health breakthroughs they've been doing by studying the scientists that worked on the Russian space program and the things they came up with, and now they're applying those today in Germany. So it's really interesting. If you're into health news, I encourage you to check out those three videos. I think they're amazing. I've given them to sent them to a few people here in the office, and they've all just been blown away by the information. A lot of it's validating stuff that I've thought personally, and it's just amazing to see other people thinking the same thing, and that we're all on this journey together on Earth, and we're definitely not getting what we should be getting from mainstream media and Big Pharma. You know, Big Pharma wants to make you a lifelong customer. I'm into empowering people to, you know, not spend, you know, you don't want to spend all your money on healthcare and stuff like that. Now, I do want to take some calls, and that's 800-259-9231, specifically on this. There seems to be some controversy going on with the group trying to repeal SB 277. Here's the first article. Group submits signatures to repeal California vaccine law. And this is the they wanted to repeal SB 277, a group. They needed 366,000 signatures. That's a lot of signatures. And so the deadline was Monday to turn it in. Now, Tim Donnelly, I think we've put a couple articles up of his on there on InfoWars before, but September 29th, Tuesday, Donnelly said that there's been the group has faced strong opposition from the pharmaceutical lobby, and the referendum was sabotaged from without and within by powerful forces from its very inception. Never before in my political experience have I witnessed such extensive and determined opposition to a campaign, Donnelly said in a statement. I've got some tweets about this that people are sending me. We need to look into this. So if you have any information specifically about the signatures and what went wrong with SB 277 to get that repealed, please give me a call at 800-259-9231. At the conclusion of this segment, and we had that short five-minute segment, I would like to get you on to talk about it. Now, on to this Next article, top five videos you want to watch before you get your flu shot. We are in the midst of flu season, and they are going to be peppering you left and right. The banners have gone up at every CVS, every Walgreens in the country to get your flu shot. You go into Randall's grocery store here locally. They want to give you 10% off your grocery bill if you just get jabbed with a little aluminum, a little mercury. Make you feel better. The top video on here is not one of ours, though. The other four are InfoWars produced videos, but the top one here is Report the Flu Shot in Pregnant Women by an individual. He's a writer and researcher named Jeffrey Jackson. And he has taken our information, put it in his own video, and that's something that we encourage people to do. We encourage you to grab it from the different networks out there. We have PrisonPlanet.tv, where if you're a member, you can download the videos. If you're on our YouTube channel, you can download the videos there and use them in your own reports. Because we may put out a 40-minute video, and you may want to put out a 5-minute video on a certain subject that we touch on in a video, and we encourage you to do that. Well, that's what Mr. Jackson did. So I got with the writers today. I said, let's do a flu shot video montage article, and let's put his video on the top and see if we can get him some views, because it's very important that we all stand together on these core issues, especially of health freedom. So I want to play his report now. I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing. I might cut out in parts of it, but you'll see where he actually grabs some of the content that we produce here at InfoWars. So roll that video.
In 2006, the CDC's position regarding vaccinating pregnant mothers changed. Traditionally thought to be an unnecessary risk to the unborn child, the vaccinating of pregnant mothers opened the floodgates for new avenues of profit. The willful ignorance of a mainstream medical community forced rapid learning curves for parents attempting to protect their children. Doctors and scientists have been left shaking their heads in disbelief at the recklessness of this policy by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
During pregnancy, they're warning women to get a flu shot. The flu shot then will be the priming shot. It primes the baby's microglia. Then at birth, get a hepatitis B shot. Overreaction. Then at 2 months, what happens to the poor baby? Well, you go to the pediatrician and say, well, time for 6 shots. Now that child's getting 6 times as high a dose of just the adjuvant. Some of these vaccines have 3 different antigens in them. So now we're talking about dozens of immune stimulations, all in one sitting.
Somewhere in the fog, injecting doctors and nurses following their superiors' orders lost the moral high ground. Ethics, informed consent, and humanity was lost in the rapid unconscious push to blindly keep up with ever-increasing vaccine schedules written by compromised regulatory agencies directed by drug company profit.
And I've sat in a room with all of our on-call staff, physicians, and practitioners, like, oh, wow, this is so embarrassing. This 25-weeker never actually required a breathing tube and going on the vent, you know, after he was born. He was so strong. But we gave him his 2-month vaccinations, and he got intubated last night. Ha, 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 oops, how embarrassing. Like, it's funny. I mean, The step-down units are calling the NICU saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and give these 4 babies their 2-month shots today. Make sure you have beds ready because we all know they're going to have increased breathing difficulty, feeding and digestion difficulty, apnea, you know, forgetting to breathe and bradycardia. This is what goes on.
Real journalism and voices for truth warning the public are historically low given what is at stake. The health of a new generation threatened by a massive PR push by news agencies who have fallen victim to drug company profit.
Then you have the press, which again is compromised. I spoke to a news division president this week, I have this with him, and he said that 70% of news division revenues during non-election years are coming from the pharmaceutical companies. So you have the press that has been compromised. They're the biggest advertisers now. They get $3.4 to $5 billion a year.
The fact that your injecting doctor or nurse does not speak about or even show you the actual vaccine insert is a violation of the ethics and laws governing
medical
practice.
There you go. There's the vaccine insert right there. And I encourage you to read the actual insert. It says it hasn't been tested right there. Has not been established for pregnant women or nursing mothers. Right there in writing. Yet they sit there and market it towards pregnant women. That is their untapped market right now, is pregnant women. And you notice, it's not even 10 years old that they've been saying pregnant women should be getting their flu shot. It's despicable, and people write about it. Do you see that article? Pregnancy is the best time to get your vaccines. I mean, these people are psychotic. They are psychotic. So to watch the rest of that, you can go to the article, Top 5 Videos to Watch Before You Get Your Flu Shot. Pass that around. People love top 5, top 10 lists. And we could have put a better headline on there. I don't really like top 5, top 10 headlines. But people read those. And people watch those. So maybe they'll watch some of these. There's some other great videos there. We had Leanne McAdoo going and pose as a pregnant lady, and they were pushing the flu shot on her. It was crazy. We're going to be back with more, and hopefully I'll take some of these calls here on SB 277 on the referendum. This is Rob Dew, and you're watching The Alex Jones Show. This is the Overdrive Hour.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride. with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young man.
Specifically about SB 277, which is in California. Interestingly enough, both callers, well, one's from New York and one's from New Jersey. So I'd like to see some callers from California call in. You got a couple minutes here. I'm going to take calls in this segment. But as I was playing the video before about how they want to push the flu vaccine on pregnant women, I made a faux pas. I'm sorry. Trannies now want me to say birthing individual instead of pregnant woman. So that's from Kit Daniels. Transsexuals want you to use the phrase birthing individuals instead of pregnant women because, according to them, the latter promotes trans hatred. I did not know that. I have no hatred towards anybody. LGBT activists have convinced the Midwives Alliance of North America to stop referring to their clients as women and mothers. Instead, call them pregnant people and birthing individuals so transsexuals won't get offended. Well, pregnant women, pregnant women, pregnant women. Hope that didn't offend you. Here's another quick tip. When you send us video, don't hold your phone like this. Turn your phone this way and then shoot the video. If you turn it this way, you're going to send me a little video in a big screen. I've had a couple people do me, they send me videos. Like, what do you think of this video? And I said, first thing, just turn your camera this way. And I'm serious. It makes a big difference. Check it out for yourself. Do your own research to that online. And while I was looking at that, Jeffrey Jackson, the guy who we played his video earlier, sent me an article. CDC spends $1 million to increase adult flu vaccination rates. Flu shot to be mandatory. You guys can get that there on my phone. There it is. So they're spending a lot of money to make sure you take that flu shot because they're really concerned about your health, right? That's why they spend, and that's why they want to make it mandatory, because they want to make sure you're healthy. They really care about you so much. Has nothing to do with the money they make. No, that's all. So, Alex in New York, you're on the line. What do you have to say about SB 277?
Hi, Rob. I'm actually from California. I just, I'm in New York right now. But I wanted to say how we avoided vaccinating my sister to go to school. And how we plan to do it in the future, too. And all my cousins and relatives are doing the same thing. I realize by saying this, it's going to kind of put a... And probably the system knows this. But anyways, we basically got the doctor, our family doctor, to just say that he vaccinated. He signed on the form. And it's basically we lied.
Wow. You committed a crime against the vaccine community.
I think they're committing a crime, so we got to fight back.
But exactly, we got to protect ourselves. You're right. Go ahead.
But as far as the signature, me and my family members, we went out to sign them. And as far as from what I understood was very hard was they had specific locations to go and sign. And so it made it very difficult. Like, you had to go get out of your way to go and sign the petition, and you have to, like, look for places, and it was very, like, bizarre. Usually it's very easy to sign the petition in California, but this time it was like you had to go way out of your way into some part of L.A. or whatever.
Yeah, Mark Dice could have probably got all 366,000 signatures if it was something like ban the Bill of Rights or ban the Bible. It had plenty of people signing. But, yeah, I'm interested to see what went on with SB 277 because I thought that would be a slam dunk. There was enough protest and outcry from a lot of different areas in California. A lot of different groups of people were coming out against it, not just mothers or not just people who are constitutionalists or libertarians. The group that Farrakhan's with, they were even speaking out against it. And they had all kinds of people with them that were getting together and wanting to say no to forced vaccination because it's forcing that issue upon us.
Nation of Islam.
Nation of Islam, that's what it is. Thanks, CJ. Mary in New Jersey, go ahead. What do you have to say?
Hi, I've been a nurse all my life working in ICUs and education. And most doctors, like Ben Carson, is it, who's running for office? He's a surgeon. They're not aware of the controversy. They're not aware. They just accept whatever is in the PVR, usually. Most do not become aware of this stuff. So basically, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I had to actually go and, because my wife was kind of on the fence about vaccination many years ago, and I had to actually debate my doctor. So I went with an army of documents, and at the end, she threw up her arms and said, "You sure did your research," and said, "I'm still going to support vaccination, but I respect your decision, and you're definitely informed." So inform yourself, people. It's your job. It's not the doctor's job. It's not Big Pharma's job. It's your job. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show and the Overdrive Hours with Rob Due.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Everybody who knows me knows that I get emotional about certain things.
And I think the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. When are we going to defeat them?
No, 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 my nose is
broken. That wasn't us. No, it's not. What set you off that time?
I know all there to know about the crying.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream. My God, it's important.
I put myself through school, working every rotten job there was.
I wanted to make sure every kid had the same chance. Right.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
my gosh, he's going to start crying. Put it back on screen.
Kids, and I certainly don't want the institution to go through this. And so, especially when
he's got the tissue out.
That's right. Well, where is Boner going to go from here now that he's reached the pinnacle of hog troughery? He has been feeding off the public trough for many years, and now he gets his cushy retirement and cushy pay for the rest of his life and his free health care. He really gets free health care paid for by you and me. I don't know why he's crying. Maybe it's some skeletons in the closet. Maybe we'll never know. Took a while for Hastert's skeletons. He was the longest reigning Republican speaker for his skeletons. They're starting to come out. Seems like he was a wrestling coach that liked to bring little boys on trips. And people are speaking out now. I want to jump over to Trump's tax plan. Fact check, this is from Yahoo. Math and Trump's tax plan doesn't always add up. And they're going on and on about how the tax plan is going to take away too much from the trough eaters. The tax cuts will be nearly $12 trillion over the next decade. Well, we can't have that. What would the tax trough people do? What would the trough eaters do? How would they regurgitate all this? Look at that. $12 trillion in the deficit. He wants to get rid of the inheritance tax. He wants to get rid of the different rates. He wants to cut, I think there are 7 levels of taxes. He wants to cut them down to 4. But what I like about what Trump did say about his tax plan is that he wants to go after waste, citing the example of hammers that cost $800 that you could buy in a store for a tiny amount of money, a musty reference that dates to the 80s Pentagon scandal. He also poked fun at the government-funded soccer field that cost $1 million. To make up the deficit, Trump would need to eliminate improper or insufficiently documented payments made by the federal government, estimated by the GAO office to be $124 billion in 2014. So the government wastes, just in 1 year alone, $124 billion. Now, Yahoo didn't really like his tax plan because I guess the people that work for Yahoo think that we should be taxed to the hilt so we can have free stuff. Like we had a guest here earlier who said he liked free health care, and I like high taxes. And you're paying for the free health care, buddy. You just don't get it. Donald Trump's amazingly conventional tax plan. The top marginal income rate would drop to 25% from nearly 40%. Middle-income earners would pay 10 to 20%. Anyone earning less than $25,000 a year, $50,000 for married couples, would pay no tax at all. Trump would scratch the marriage penalty, estate tax, and the alternative minimum tax. And businesses would pay no more than 15% of their income to the government. Why is that important? Well, U.S. companies are stashing $2.1 trillion overseas to avoid taxes. Now, if my tax plan would be everybody pays 10%, and that's for everything. You don't have property tax. You don't have all these little fees and taxes, that sales tax, nothing. 10%, and if the government can't live on that, well, then they've got to cut expenses. And I think the first place to start is by cutting expenses on those exorbitant salaries that our senators and congressmen make. They're public servants. If they don't like it, they can always leave. There's plenty of other people that want to come in and get free health care and a free office up in Washington, D.C. Let's start cutting where it hurts. Let's start cutting some of these salaries of some of these bureaucrats, these lifetime bureaucrats that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It's public service. It should not be a place where you go camp out for the rest of your life. These people need to go into the real world and see what it's like and get a real job. $2.1 trillion. If we were getting 10% of that, that's $210 billion right there, just on the overseas money that they're hiding. Then you got another $124 billion that the GAO admitted is wasted. So that's $334 billion without even taxing anybody, any American citizen right there, just on those two savings alone. You could start there, and then you tax everybody else at 10%. You get rid of the property tax. You get rid of all these other taxes. You get rid of all this bureaucratic state government, local governments, and you put the pedal to the metal. But we have to do that. We have to step up and do that. And if your people are paying less taxes, guess what they're going to do? They're going to spend more, and which is going to stimulate the economy. They're going to hire more if they're a business owner, and they're going to pay those people more, which is going to mean more taxes to the hog trough. Then that's what needs to happen. If we could get it down to 10% for everybody, we would have the greatest country the world has ever seen 10 times over, and we would have money to do all the things we want to do. We'd be able to pay for all the health care for all the people. Yeah, some things are going to get cut. And we need to take a look at it and go, what do we really need to fund? What does the federal government, what does the state government, what does the local government really need to fund? And then everything else we put in the private sector, and we let the private sector decide what really needs to be funded. And we'll see. We'll see if giant sports stadiums for high school kids is the proper way to spend money. Or we'll see if million-dollar soccer fields for the federal government is the right way to spend money. Now I want to go to these two articles. FBI to collect and make public more information about public shootings of civilians. This is out of the Daily Mail. FBI will begin collecting and providing to the public more information about police shootings of civilians, Director James Covey said, while releasing nationwide crime data. Federal law enforcement officials have acknowledged in the last year the lack of reliable data about how often police use force in the line of duty. Former Attorney General Eric Holder urged for better record keeping in a speech this year, calling it a matter of common sense. I agree. It's definitely a matter of common sense. We need to know how this is used so we can look at our police objectively and decide how they're doing their job locally. But why is the federal government pushing for this? Why is Eric Holder pushing for this? Well, is that in USA Today? Feds returning to local crime fight. That's right. The feds are concerned about the local crime. Mounting concern over recent violent crime surges in U.S. cities has prompted the U.S. Justice Department to call a meeting next month of more than a dozen law enforcement officials to deal with persistent public safety threats ranging from criminal gangs to domestic violence. Earlier this year, in the face of rising tensions, police and public communities across the nation, which was kind of funded by the White House, a special White House policing force task force issued a slate of recommendations aiming at restoring public confidence. The Justice Department has opened inquiries into the operations of more than 20 police departments across the country since 2009, including Baltimore. Oh, we saw how Baltimore turned out. There were riots, and now there's the murder rate skyrocketed because police don't want to do their job because they're afraid of being called out and investigated. And it's a two-way street with police. If they didn't spend their time harassing people for meaningless crimes, and I'm not saying they're all doing that, but and racial profiling and stuff that does happen, maybe they wouldn't have this community backlash. And shooting people that are unarmed. I was looking at a video earlier of a guy who was leaning against the car like this, and the cop just pulled out his taser and tased the guy. There's no reason to do that. On Monday, the federal government's identified five cities, Compton, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, West Memphis, Arkansas, Newark, New Jersey, and Flint, Michigan, which are poised to get an infusion of federal help to battle violence, even as most of the country has enjoyed relative calm. All those cities are run by Democratic mayors, so I wonder why they need federal help. Maybe it's because they have draconian gun laws, so people aren't armed, so the criminals run rampant. And they talk about in this article how Chicago, Detroit, Camden, New Jersey, Oakland, and Wilmington, Delaware, all which I'm not sure about Wilmington, Delaware, but I bet it's a Democratic mayor, all have they've addressed similar problems. The Justice Department had to go in there and look. This is about the federal government wanting to come in and control the police. That is why they want to release this data, so they can say, look, police, they're not doing their job. We need to come in and help. And what happens when they come in and help? You get what you get in Chicago, which is lots of murders, really high gun control, and citizens and police that are afraid to do their job. So there's that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Here's an article that we put up this morning. Survivors expose how sexual predators groom their victims. And this is an interview that David Knight and Jakari Jackson did while they were following around the Pope. There were two ladies that were also following around the Pope. They were from SNAP. It's an independent confidential network of survivors of institutional sexual abuse. And I'm going to play a 3-minute trailer from that right now. And when we come back, if we have time, I may get to another video, or we'll see where we go from here. We got John in Michigan wants to talk about SV 40, so maybe we'll talk with him as well. But let's go to that video. This is a trailer of the longer video, which you can find the longer video in that article, Survivors Expose How Sexual Predators Groom Their Victims. Let's roll the video.
I was abused by a priest as a child, but as a teacher in my parish grade school, I caught the associate pastor in the act of molesting a child. I know he's been caught four times, and yet he's still in a parish today.
I was abused as a child from the ages of 9 to 11 by a priest in Alexandria, Virginia, who was a newly ordained priest. And he came to our house, and he kind of adopted our family. You know, he ate dinner with us. He went on vacation with us. He became like a member of the family, and I loved him, and I adored him. And he used that to start abusing me.
SNAP is Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. It was founded in Chicago in 1988. And at that point, the founder, Barbara Blaine, thought there were a few dozen clergy sex abuse survivors, and she was reaching out to them.
This pope has done what Pope Benedict does. He said a lot of things. You know, he said, we're not going to tolerate bishops abusing. We're not going to tolerate priests abusing. That how sad he is that victims were abused and that children were harmed. But the key word is he said. And, you know, he needs to do. And that's the thing I think we're missing.
The Archbishop, during the last grand jury investigation, and there have been two here in Philadelphia, Justin Regali, when the grand jury report was handed down, I believe there were 37 predators still in ministry. And through the grand jury and the trials of Monsignor Lynn, who was convicted of knowingly moving child predators and endangering children, and he is in prison for that part he played. But Cardinal Regali quietly resigned. He's living a life completely. He hasn't lost his title, hasn't lost his paycheck. And this weekend, we've noticed him in the front pew here at all the festivities. He's being honored, and yet he left in disgrace. So to us, the message is, if you protect the predators, if you keep the church's secret, if you keep the lid on the scandal, you'll be rewarded, not you'll be held accountable. Child predators aren't the dirty old men hiding in the bushes. Child predators are charming. They're charismatic. They do many, many good things, and they help many kids. But that doesn't mean they're not raping other children. So you can't paint a predator as black or white.
Because, you know, the Pope's not taking action, one thing we want to have happen is we'd like the federal government to take action. We'd like them to investigate these crimes. We've seen that happen in Australia, in Belgium, in Ireland, in Canada. And so we'd like to see the federal government investigate these crimes and you know, make the Pope release these documents like everyone else has done.
The Catholic Church admits there's about 6,500 credibly accused priests in the United States alone. We did some math, and the Catholic Church also in 2012 said they believed there were about 100,000 clergy abuse victims in the United States. And if you do the math of the United States is 6% of the world's population, that would give you 1.5 million clergy abuse victims in the world.
So you can catch the rest of that amazing interview. And what is the Pope doing? Well, first of all, I'll give you that headline again. Survivors exposed how sexual predators groom their victims. It starts off with Liam McAdoo talking about some articles, one of which is, you know, the Pope said he feels for these people and he weeps for them, or God weeps for them. He didn't say he wept for them, which is interesting. So I guess he doesn't really care. He just knows that God cares. And so far he hasn't made one arrest, kicked out one priest. And he admits there's at least 2%. He says it himself, 2%. So that would be 8,000 pedophiles in the Catholic Church. But yet, I'm not going to kick anybody out, and I've been in 2.5 years. So what's he doing there? Next segment, I'm going to have Jakari Jackson sitting in. We're going to talk about what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News. And he just showed me an article. We're going to play some of that footage of the first Russian airstrikes in Syria, so that should be very interesting. I've got time for at least a couple more calls. I got, let's see who's first. John in Michigan, go ahead. You want to talk about SV40?
Yes, I was told this is in regards to the monkey virus, the SV40.
What I was specifically looking for was SB277, which is the repeal of the mandatory vaccination bill that was signed in California to force children to take vaccines. But I do know about SB40 and how that was in the polio vaccine and given to hundreds of thousands of people, I think even several million people in the United States for many years. And now we have a cancer epidemic. Who'd have thunk it?
You're correct, because it's genetic. It goes from one generation to the other.
Sure does.
And as far as the vaccine in California, my son's out there, and I don't know, his mother-in-law's in, works for Kaiser, the Parmentente, the hospital giant out there, but I'm not sure what they're going to have to deal with. They're going to probably homeschool.
It's
disgusting.
You're going to see an increase of homeschoolings, which is going to, you know, lead to an increase of people not wanting to pay their property taxes to fund these public schools. Marcus, in California, you got a California guy. What do you have to say about SB 277?
Hey, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, yeah, basically, they've just crossed the line in the sand. I heard you mention, you know, you can't believe they got through with all the protests. Most everyone on the committee didn't even have any children. We know Senator Pan has been funded by Big Pharma through his campaign.
Yeah, and one of Senator Pan's one quick second. Telly Blackwood did a video about one of Senator Pan's staffers who actually took a vaccine and became deathly ill. This guy was in a hospital bed speaking out against 277 and why he's pushing it through and that vaccines do cause harm. But go ahead.
Yeah, that of course happened, and of course you guys covered that. But that didn't make our news. I mean, I'm down in San Diego. That didn't come anywhere on the news.
Of course
not. Yeah, he likes it. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't fit the agenda.
Well, exactly. I mean, we hope that they went too far and they went to the private schools. Maybe they could have got away with it if they would have stayed public. We got a lot of wealthy, very educated people, and they're not going to homeschool, and they're not going to vaccinate. And that's just it.
Yeah.
I hope
you're going to see non-compliance, civil disobedience. That's what needs to happen, non-compliance. That's the only way you're going to make your point. If you wedge yourself into that cog and say, nope, you're not moving any farther, then the cog will stop. And then they'll have to take notice. And when they start taking notice and they realize people are speaking out, then they'll start to change their ways. The last segment of the Overdrive is coming up. It's Rob Due, Alex Jones Show, live.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Final segment of the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew hosting the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Fourth Hour. If you're not getting this on your local radio station, give him a call. It's on to pick up the fourth hour because we're doing it live from here on out. Alex was saying over the break about InfoWars Life Select Foods and how we have a 1 week left on that introductory offer, which was a 2 week introductory offer when we started it. I have some information for you. That introductory offer ends tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Central. And so yeah, there they got the food prices up there. I mean, amazing deals there. Lowest anywhere you can get on InfoWars Select. You got the 2 week supply, 4 week, 3 month, 6 month, 1 year for just over $1,400. So that ends tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. They say midnight, but then that would make it tonight.
So technicality.
We'll say 11:59 tomorrow night. Also, Liver Shield is back in stock. Alex, you've heard him about his liver flush stories. I think we put up a video yesterday called "The Most Disgusting Video You Need to See." And they get into graphic detail about what comes out of your liver. And that's with the help of Liver Shield along with apple cider vinegar and some distilled water, some oxy powder and all that stuff. But it's a whole method that you have to do for about 6 days. I have not tried it yet, but if I do and when I do, I will let you know. But Liver Shield is now back in stock, so get yours today. Jakari Jackson is joining me for this last bit to talk about what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, every night, 7 p.m. Central. Except for Saturday and Sunday. Jakari, what's going to come on? What's going to be on the show tonight?
Well, we have the article that's on Infowars.com put up by Kit Daniels talking about the pro Second Amendment rally to counter the anti-gun rally that's going to happen at UT campus. So we'll have a special report from Joe Biggs documenting all that. And first of all, just say something real quick about that. Anybody who says that we're trolling this anti-gun group, just recall that back when we did the Alamo speech, they came and trolled us. They put up pictures of then Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham, U.S. Army, who is now retired. They put up his picture saying we have to go out here and counter protest this guy. So they've been doing it to us for a good while, so it's not just us following them around and trying to tack on to what they're doing.
And, hey, we just want to provide an open discourse of ideas.
Yeah.
Alex tried to talk to him, and they got all physical with him in his face at the Alamo. I mean, it was pretty disturbing the way these liberal trendies who want to be all open and all about freedom, how they want to come down on you if you don't agree with their agenda.
Exactly right. And speaking about things coming down, we have this special report that's on the site right now. Caught on tape, dramatic footage of Russia's first airstrikes in Syria. If we can roll some of that footage. Now, this is a Zero Hedge article, but we also have an article put up by Kurt Nimmo. And the Russians told the United States that it should not fly U.S. warplanes in Syria, but gave no geographical information about where Russian planned to strike. About Russia planned to strike, the senior official said U.S. missions are continuing as normal. So you can go there and see all the dramatic footage of these strikes going on.
Can we get Zero Hedge to change official to senior public servant?
Okay, senior public servant.
Public servant. That's what we need to start referring to them as. I'm sick and tired of hearing them being called officials.
Yeah, so you can see the footage all right there, and we'll talk about this more on the nightly news. You can see the damage, because I think, dude, we so much get into the zone where we just hear about something, or, oh, it sucks for them, they're over in another country.
Yeah.
This is happening to real people.
Yeah,
you know, if nothing else, just be concerned that these could be your kids, these could be your neighbors, or, you know, what if one of your friends or family was out visiting someplace like this, and these airstrikes happen. You have to take these things seriously and just like, oh, don't brush it off just like it's just another day. Another story.
I totally agree. And this, boy, this is really dramatic footage that you guys were showing up there. And we've got that up at InfoWars.com. I mean, that's the key. If we don't put out the information, the mainstream media is not going to put it out because they don't care about this information. They want to see treat Russia as the total evil bad guy when there's a lot we can learn from the Russians. There's especially in the health realm. These guys have been looking at health in a lot of different ways in areas that we don't even touch.
Yeah.
And I think it's we need to start coming together on a lot of these health issues. And let's look at vaccines. You know, let's come together and do the real studies on vaccines that we're not getting. So with that, join Jakari tonight, 7 p.m. Central, for the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll be back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's right, 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. We'll see you. tomorrow or tonight on the Nightly News. It's Rob G. reporting.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.